Welcome into the Jaguars.com postgame report. JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman from Ralph Wilson Stadium in Orchard Park. 34-18 final, Jeff. And, well, it was a 10-7 game at one point. Well, that seems like a long time ago now.
Well, it really was. And, you know, when they got to the point where they were a 10-7 lead, all of a sudden they allowed a 55-yard kick return, and then you had a penalty on top of that and allowed Buffalo to score. And then all of a sudden you turn around offensively again and you allow a sack-cost fumble by Mario Williams. And all of a sudden the Bills take the lead. From that point on, it was all Buffalo Bills. And they really got their ground game going, rushing for a season-high yards allowed on the Jaguars' defense.
On the offensive side, Henny wasn't as sharp today. I don't know if conditions played a part. What was the deal with Chad today?
Well, I don't know. And it doesn't help that the running game really never got going. Early on in that ball game, Rashad Jennings wasn't much of a factor, and I was hoping that the return of Greg Jones would have an impact and help the running game, but it didn't have that impact. And then Chad, at one point when the game kind of mattered, he was about a 35% completion rate. You got to be better than that. And I think they really missed some opportunities with Cecil Shorts early in that ball game, where Cecil had some one-on-ones down the field, and the ball wasn't either designed to go to him or the decision wasn't made to throw the ball to him. But you got to take advantage of those opportunities, because the Buffalo Bills were without a starting corner, and then they had a rookie fourth-round pick on the field, and they failed to take advantage of that.
Cecil Shorts left this game with a head injury. You just spoke with Mike Mularkey. What did the coach say?
He said that two guys left the game with concussions, Rashad Jennings and also Cecil Shorts. I talked to Cecil. He said that, hey, look, he's fine, that everything's precautionary, but, you know, in the league anymore, nothing's precautionary when it comes to concussions. You know, I don't know if he was knocked out on the field or not, but it didn't look good. It was a pretty vicious hit. But a game where the injuries kind of piled up. You had Rashad Jennings, you had Cecil Shorts, and you also had Mike Brewster end up leaving the game and then returning.
Okay, where do you go here? The Jets coming to town next week. You got a bunch of injuries. You didn't play well here in Buffalo. You're 2-10. What now?
Well, I think first and foremost, you got to try to get the running game back to contributing on offense. And I think on offense, that would be the most important thing. And defensively, you got to tackle better. You got to get more production out of your run defense so that you can rush the passer and allow the newly acquired Jason Babin to do his thing. And the New York Jets are a struggling football team too, you know, so this should be a good matchup.
That's it from Orchard Park. Unhappy final today at Ralph Wilson Stadium, 34-18, Buffalo over Jacksonville.